Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our post-game thoughts. And the Pats shut out the Dolphins tonight. They're 6-0 in the AFCs, but more importantly, they earned a first-round bye in the number two seed.
You know, everything really played out well for them today. First, at 1 o'clock, the Colts beat the Texans, which gave them the opportunity to not have to worry about Denver losing to Kansas City.
Right.
So that gave them the opportunity to control their destiny, win, and they get a bye-in. That's what happened. They shut out the Dolphins. And got off to a quick start and all that. They get the number two seed. Denver's one, the Patriots are two. They had 20 players on the injury report this week. Those 20 guys now get a physical and mental breather. The whole team does. They can work out some kinks, and there certainly are some kinks this week, and then watch the football action next week as they've done the last couple of years, and then see who they're playing in divisional round week. And it really played out really well for them. They had to take care of their own business, but certainly got help earlier in the day.
Well, the offense seemed very balanced this game, I would say. Brady hitting a lot of different guys, but Matthew Slater said in the locker room, he said, "I really got to give my hat off to the defense, coming up with some big plays tonight."
Seven sacks, which is a high this year. Justin Francis, with three. Now, part of the reason he had at least two of them came after the Rob Ninkovich injury. He left with a hip injury. It really didn't look good. That's obviously a huge development we're going to have to watch for the next couple of weeks, because beginning to end of the season, Ninkovich has been one of their better players. But you're right, seven sacks, the Steve Gregory interception, and then over at the goal line, when trying to preserve a shutout in the third quarter, a fumbled handoff. So two turnovers forced by the Patriots. It was a really thorough defensive effort. Ryan Tannehill didn't look great this game. The Dolphins, it didn't seem like they really were here with their full hearts into it, to be perfectly honest with you. And you're right, the offense was balanced.
Yeah, so they finish under 500, the Dolphins do. And, you know, they can't complain about the Patriots running the same offensive plays over and over again when they fumble at the goal line.
Maybe they will, but they shouldn't.
And
then, of course, Gronk being back, everybody enjoyed that. And he has a touchdown at the end. So he was certainly limited. He wasn't the full Gronk experience in this game, but certainly a good sign that he gets another week off and then he'll be ready for
the playoffs. Good way to come back.
I would say so.
So we'll have a lot of time off getting ready for the bye week, but that'll do it for
the
now,
team
right?
will have a week off. We will be coming at you with tons of coverage now that the postseason is here.
We'll find something.
And we'll find out by this time next week who the Pats are playing.
That's right. Well, that'll wrap it up from very windy Gillette Stadium on Sunday night. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.